WLOB-FM, Portland.
And now, live from the Rowe Auto Group Westbrook Auburn Studios, it's Ray Richardson on WLOB 100.5 FM.
It is 7:08. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Thanks for joining us this morning. We're, of course, live in the Rowe Auto Group, Westbrook Auburn Studios. You can find out more about Rowe by going to their website, roweautogroup.com. As you know, we've been talking a lot this year about the life issues. This battle has been brought to us. We didn't create it. It's just happening in this state and other places around the country. Some are choosing to recognize and preserve the sanctity of life. Other states are saying kill them as quickly as you can. Maine is going down that very slippery slope. As you know, on the front end, Governor Mills and Speaker of the House Sarah Gideon are pushing abortion on demand, making taxpayers pay for it, not having even doctors perform the procedure. So basically, if it's an inconvenience, kill it as quickly as you can. And now we're pushing, hey, if you're old and sick and you've passed what society has determined is your usefulness, well, we are going to play God and give you a cocktail and let you take your own life, and then we're going to endorse it with legislation. So for some reason or another, and maybe it's just the change of leadership up in Augusta from what was a traditional conservative approach to government, now a radical left approach to government, and that's what we're in, folks. We're in a radical left. Governor Mills is the most fiscally irresponsible governor in Maine history, and she did that in 5 months. It's extraordinary. I know people will take issue with it, but I can back it up chapter and verse. And she's gone on to become this person who has supported and even proposed some of the most radical ideas the state has ever seen. Going to her desk is a quote-unquote death with dignity. You know, we can't even tell the truth anymore. We pretty it all up. Abortion, which is taking the life of the innocent unborn, we now call it reproductive care. And death with dignity is actually euthanasia, assisted suicide, where basically somebody goes to the doc and says, I can't deal with this anymore. Give me the drugs. Let me die. And our government's going to sanction it all. Those are my opinions. We're about to find out what Carol Conley's opinions are. He is the head of the Christian Civic League of Maine. Good morning, Carol.
Hey, Ray. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, sir? Thanks for being on with us this morning.
My pleasure.
So you heard what I think about all this. I'd love to hear what you think about all this.
Well, I'd say amen. So whenever we talk about these things, Ray, I think it's important to be transparent. I remember when I was talking about this bill with Jeremy Kennedy back in March, that's the governor's chief of staff, you know, I said, I gave all the reasons why LD 1313 in particular, regardless of what you think about the concept of physician-prescribed death, is a horrible bill. And he turned to me and said, Carol, now, come on, be honest. Philosophically, you're opposed to this bill. I go, absolutely, all the reasons that you just said, Ray, that, you know, so we're not trying to hide that in any way, that as a Bible-believing Christian, you know, the Bible teaches that every human being upon conception bears the image of God. And therefore, regardless of, you know, the color of their skin, what country they were born in, the size of their bank account, their last name, you know, how many chromosomes they have, whatever, God has deemed their value by placing his image on them. And therefore, no matter how old they are, no matter what stage they are in life, we are to respect and defend that image. And that is the sanctity of human life. So, you know, that is the underpinning of our philosophical concerns about this bill and our objection. But, Ray, when we're involved in this battle, as I think you may have noted on another program, you know, this is like the seventh or eighth go-around since 92 in the legislation.
Right.
We don't have to make those positions because this bill is opposed by, you know, disability groups and folks that look out for the aged and the folks that are involved in hospice and palliative care that are the experts regarding end-of-life care. And so that's one thing I always want to make sure folks understand. Two things. Number one, we are compassionate. We understand they're incredibly difficult challenges for folks at end of life. So we're not ignoring that, and we understand the emotions that are involved in that. But this is a public policy debate, and this is about LD 1313. And there are some horrible parts about this bill that even people like Paul Stearns and Dwayne Prescott and other Republicans and folks that have a libertarian point of view haven't been able to even support this bill because it's so poorly written and doesn't have the safeguards that are necessary.
Yeah, there's just no question about it. This is a horribly written bill. But, you know, Carol, for me, this is broader. And what's broader for me about it is that we know this goes on anyhow. This happens. We know it happens. And tragically, people commit suicide every day, which, by the way, is against the law to do that. But tragically, and we know in our veteran community, people commit suicide at a rate of 22 veterans a day. It is a tragedy. What this bill does is it sanctions and endorses by our government the ability of someone to take their life before God decides it's time for them to go. And I just, for me, it's like the Roe v. Wade decision where our government sanctioned abortion, and that's what it did. No matter what anyone says, that's what Roe v. Wade did. Our government was saying not all life is precious. Look at how our society has degraded since 1973. You know, we hear all the time about safe spaces and words matter. Well, they matter. They do matter. And when your government comes out and says, hey, look, if it gets too tough, you know, there is a way out for you, that's wrong. It's fundamentally wrong. It's morally wrong. It's philosophically wrong. And from a practical standpoint, it's also wrong.
Yeah, the pro-death crowd, the culture of death, have really pulled back the curtain this year and revealed, they used to say, safe, rare, and legal, and, about abortion, and
right.
And used to talk about, they try to make the distinction, between suicide, and, now they don't even want to, there's death with dignity. But they're even pulling that back now. And you're absolutely right, Ray. When we talk about human life, we're not talking about squirrels. We're not talking about baby seals. We're not talking about eagles. We are talking about the crown of God's creation. And there is a distinction. Now, we should be absolute stewards and treat all those other resources that God has given us, like animal life and the environment. We have a responsibility to be good stewards of that. But there is something sacred about all human life. And historically, it has never ended well when humans define what is human as opposed to what God defines as human. And that is the thing that is mystifying for me, for a crowd that claims to be the tolerant crowd and the crowd that claims to be for the voiceless and the defenseless, are the very ones that are saying, no, you're not, you might be human, but we're going to determine your worth in our society based upon whether you're wanted or whether you are physically whole. If you're not physically whole, or if you happen to be inconvenient in some way at the end of your life, or whether you're interrupting some woman's young woman's career, you are not wanted, and therefore you are not worthy of the struggle of life. And it really is, they're really not even hiding that anymore, Ray.
No, they're not. We're talking with Carol Conley. He's the head of the Christian Civic League of Maine. The interesting part here, Carol, is we're at a point, we're at a tipping point here. And, I brought up aside from this bill, which is terrible, but the slippery slope issue, and people are like, oh, you're just being hyperbolic, you're whatever, fear-mongering. I'm so tired of hearing that. You made a statement a while ago that it used to be about abortion, safe, legal, and rare. Well, today it's about abortion anytime, at any point, by almost anybody, and the taxpayers have to pay for it in this state. So this is a slippery slope issue. I've mentioned this many times in our society. If you drop back in the time capsule in 1969, the year that Neil Armstrong landed on the moon, and you fast forward to today, and you look at the issues and how the culture of the moment has changed so dramatically on important moral issues, You can't say that this isn't going to happen. This morning we were chronicling Carol, a young woman out of the Netherlands. She's 17 years old. And there's no question that her life was tragic. She was molested when she was 11 and 12. She was brutally raped when she was 14 or 15. At the age of 17, she decided that her life was so full of anguish that she convinced a doctor, because the euthanasia is legal in the Netherlands, that she shouldn't go on. And a doctor signed off on her killing herself because the anguish over the rape was too much for her to bear. That's a slippery slope moment here. As you know, Carol, suicide is a permanent solution to temporary circumstances. And I'm not saying the young woman would ever get over the rape, but my God, we could have put her through therapy. There could have been all kinds of things that could have happened. This young, beautiful girl was 17 years old. Who knows what she may have been capable of, and yet they allowed her to take her life legally.
Well, Ray, you know, you make a couple good points. The whole, you know, of course, when you're losing an argument, you say, oh, you can't use a slippery slope argument. And, you know, the extrapolation, a lot of people want to talk about what a great and how swimmingly it's going in Oregon, you know, because they've had this law for 20 years. So it's interesting. They want to talk about the data from Oregon, and they actually destroy the data. So any issues regarding data, regarding where there may have been abuse or insurance companies were denying people, you know, those arguments that we use against, you know, LB 13. But in April, the legislature in Oregon attempted to pass a bill that allowed for another agent other than the individual making the decision to kill themselves, effectively trying to legalize euthanasia. And your point about the young girl, the 17-year-old girl in the Netherlands, who, by the way, without parental consent at 17, was able to make that decision with a physician. So in those circumstances, it points once again to the extrapolation. If you don't want to use slippery slope, you know, that's fine. That there is no circumstance in history where culture has made this decision about so-called, you know, mercy killing, or, you know, corrupting the medical field by including doctors to, you know, prescribe death, where the step has not gone beyond 6 month terminal illness and, you know, the attempt to address these issues without going to now mental anguish and those type of things. So it is an incredibly valid argument, and yet people ignore it. And I think this is a controversial statement, Ray, but I think there's a selfishness. You and I both are freedom fighters. We love freedom. We know what the source of liberty is, you know, because of our faith in Christ. But the fact is, our freedom is not the beginning and ending of our existence. And we have to know that how we exercise our freedom, especially from a institutional, you know, government, which is also ordained by God, we have to protect the vulnerable amongst us. Right. And what drives us to do that is because of their value. And I am just so, so concerned about people's just saying, my right, my freedom, you know, my pain, and the hopelessness and despair that we see that is associated with these decisions that other countries are making that down that very slippery slope to which you referred.
It absolutely is. Carol, can you hang around for one more?
Oh, I sure can.
Carol Connolly's with us. He is the head of the Christian Civic League of Maine. We'll be right back at 7:21.